Then the first thing that they realized, that the oil companies realized, was if they're going to build a pipeline, they got to have a way to get the pipe there, and they got to have access. So the haul road became right in there with the pipeline. And they realized that they had to get going on that right away. So in August of 1969, they let a contract to build the road from Livin' Good to the Yukon River. They figured they could get across the Yukon River. They get the material out there, they'd haul across on the ice, and then they could haul over the frozen ground to Prudhoe Bay. I was with Burgess, and they hired us to do it. Hired us in August, and we had to have 60 miles of road to the Yukon River by, it was either December 15th or December 30th, but it was about 3 months period.
And this was December 69?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got there, surprisingly enough. And that story of building that road in itself is an interesting little sidelight, but we built, that was the first contract that Taps let. And we built that road 60 miles, and I was in charge of it. I was the construction manager for Burgess. And we got to the Yukon River, and then at that point in 1970, then they had the next contract ready to go. They hauled camps all the way up before the stop work order. There was a camp at 3 Mile, Franklin Bluffs. There was five pipeline camps up there. And the next spring, they were going to start construction on the road. They let contracts to Burgess, Green, Rivers, I don't remember who all else. And everybody was ready to go when the hammer came down. And Burgess, the company I was with, had the next contract just north of the Yukon River. And that was, we had our pipeline camp. We had a big camp over there, all new equipment over there ready to go, all new 1969 pickups ready to take off as soon as we got the word. And then the stop work order came. And so all of that new equipment sat there until 74. So in 74, you could drive a new 1969 pickup if you happened to get in there, because it hadn't been run. But in any event, that's how it all got started. And the lawsuit, which finally gave way for the construction of the pipeline, it had to have the approval of Congress. And I think, if you probably remember, they had it made, and then the old senator from Mississippi wandered on in and cast a vote that tied it up, and they had to get Spiro Agnew back to cast the vote to let Alaska go ahead with it. So that's basically how that happened. And then, of course, in 1974, it was Katie barred the door again. Everybody wanted everything done at once. You know how that goes. And
when
so,
you say 74, what 74? That's when the lawsuit lifted? And then
that was, I don't remember the exact date that it was lifted, but it's a matter of
but that's when the Haul Road project and the
That's when all the construction, everything had been on hold from 69, or actually about 1970, I guess it was, summer of 70 or thereabouts. I know what they did. The oil companies moved the stuff in, but they didn't have a right-of-way permit yet. But they did have permission to put their camps and get ready to go. Then the courts came down and said, well, you can't do nothing without Congress approval. And that's when everything went into a hold pattern until 74. And in 74, when the Congress voted to go with the project or give it a clear bill of sailing, away she went. And at that point, everything was Katie barred the door. All those camps were all suddenly full of people, and all those old pickups suddenly were being used, and the road was constructed essentially in 1974. And, Marl, when did you cut the ribbon on that? Was that September? I think it was September of 74, Marl cut the ribbon on the haul road.
And who is Marl?
My wife.
Nobody knows that.
Oh, Marl Campbell is my wife, and she cut the ribbon on the haul road. I believe it was September of 74. And they were going to have a big ceremony up at Pleasant Camp up there, and the weather was so bad we couldn't get out, so all the dignitaries were in the auditorium at Fort Wainwright, and they had a ceremonial ribbon cutting there because nobody could get to the site.
What kind of weather condition?
I don't remember now whether it was fog or rain or what.
Snow, I think, so it may have been later in September.
No, it wasn't snow, because I've got a picture of Prospect. I said Pleasant. I didn't mean Pleasant. I meant Prospect.
Okay.
Prospect Creek is where they actually did the cutting, and I authorized one of my employees up there to who was supervising the road construction, which was actually a state highway. I authorized one of my construction people to be the acting commissioner that day, and he did the thing. Well, Marla and I sat in Fairbanks.